Reisha and Aleph Sif Beis, interesting topic. Even those that are not holding will probably enjoy it. And that is, the Mechaber says, Noshem Chavis Bekidush Af Pishahi Mitzatation of Man Grogo, Mishm Iskir Zof on the Shomari, Noshem Yolis and Mishmir, Iskir Mitzchiyo. My Tiyas HaNoshem Hoel Bechavis Menatur Kamaisam. The Lacha is, even though women are not Mechuyiv in Mitzatation of Man Grogo, they are Mechuyiv in Mitzatation of Man Grogo. The reason being is that they're not going to be ever Yisurim just because they're limited to time. And since they're chayiv in all of Shmiras Shabbos, they're chayiv also in Zechiras Shabbos. We are chayiv in Kiddush Yom HaDeraisa. Therefore, a woman can wait to eat Amen Yidei Chayvotsoi because she's also mechayiv like him. The Dogma Ravava says that Nistapakti, says the Dogma Ravava, that if a man davens Maariv Friday night and he was ready to see HaDeraisa of Kiddush Hayom davening, then how could he go ahead and be mighty his wife who hasn't daven Maariv yet? L'chor, she's mechuyav midaraisa, he's mechuyav midarabanan. Who says, we know that even though somebody is ready to go to the chiyav, they can be mighty somebody else, because there's a din of arvus, you're an arvi for everybody in Klal Yisrael. Who says that women have a din of arvus? Says the Dogma Ravava. And Mamela, it's not so pashut, he says that a man daven Maariv, right? He can be mighty his wife. And he, standard Friday night that a person comes home from Maariv and his wife did not daven and he davened already. He says the Dogma Ravava and Rabbi Yehuda that I don't know if you could be mighty your wife. Therefore, some people are ready to say good Shabbos to their wife, hoping that their wife will take it back good Shabbos for them. And she'll be Mekayim Rechiv Midaraisa of Kiddush Hayom possibly, like the Kibbeh says. And therefore, then she's only Darbanan and you can be mighty her. The Shabbos is, should one be mighty then or not? So first of all, it's not so pashut b'chalal that somebody could be yotzei mitzvah saseh of kiddush hayom by davening like the Bir Halacha says, because you're not minchas chinuch, because you're not matzeh yetzias Mitzrayim. Even if you don't have to matzeh yetzias Mitzrayim, the Bir Halacha says it could be that you weren't mechavet to be yotzei in davening. Even if you theoretically could be yotzei in davening, it's not so pashut that women are not in arvus. Like the Kivayger says, the Kivayger says on Dalmas Hall, he says for sure women are included in arvus and rings rags like that, like the Sharatim points out. Even if women are not in Arvis, in other words, a woman which is not Mechuyiv, she already was Yetzer Chiyiv, she can't be Yetzer a man, but it could be the other way, a man could be Moitzi a lady. Even if a woman can't be Moitzi a man, but it could be a man who is in the parish of Arvis Moitzi a lady. Then it brings a raya, the Tzlach brings a raya from Yani HaMelech. It says that Yani HaMelech called Shimon ben Shetach to be Moitzi, was his brother-in-law, to be Moitzi the queen and himself. In brachas, Shailas, how could Shimon ben Shetach be mighty his sister, who is the queen? L'chora, you can't be mighty a woman. A man can be mighty a woman. Also, din of arvus. Then he says, no, ken zayin, since there's somebody there that is mechuyav yanai, so asu yanai, you couldn't be mechuyav. But so far, we have four sveikas to say that possibly there's no reason to do this. And fifth of all, who says that good Shabbos works? Even though Rekiv Eger is mitzvah that good Shabbos is a kiddush midaraisa, nevertheless the Bir Halacha here quotes Rekiv Eger and his matmiyah, and he says Re'isi b'chadush Rekiv Eger shem mistapik lo yesi mitzvah seiv amir shabbos tatova b'vad lupela. The Rambam thought of being zchir Shabbos v'kiddush. You need zchir shemach v'kiddush. You need zchir shemach. There's no zchir shemach. So some reason Kavaras wants to tie into that one. No one says good Sunday, good Monday. You only say good Shabbos. That's the chashimus. That's the shvach of Shabbos. Memorial, that's considered Shvach. It still doesn't have Kiddush. I don't know. Either way, the Pashtus is Lamaisa at the end of the day. The Mishnah Berurah is Machriya, like Rekiv Eger, that a woman can be Moitzi a man, even if the woman was already Yotzi, she could be Yotzi. She is considered an Arvis and Gansin, and therefore there's no problem. Nothing can be Yehuda. You don't have to say good Shabbos. Even if you were ready to daven, then this is be Moitzi. That's the first halacha. Second halacha is, if a person doesn't have enough food for everything, just to rattle down the order of Kedima, the first thing is, a person should have pas for Leil Shabbos so you can make a din of Kiddush, even if he doesn't have enough for wine and pas, at least he'll have pas, he can make Kiddush on that. He should have pas for Shabbos day. If he has more money, wine for Havdalah, not mentioned here. After that, wine for Friday night, and wine for Shabbos day, and after that, the rest of the food. Now, there is a halacha that's mentioned over here, and that is that the Sudas, the covet of Sudas Yayim, is more harsh than the covet of Sudas Halayla. Therefore, if you have the chosh of a suda should be the suda that a person has during the day. The Aruch HaShulchan gives kama time, either because you already ate on Friday, so you're not as hungry, or b'chlal, the ikar sudas are by day, the carbon musaf b'chlal, which is the chashivas of Shabbos, as the extra was by day, that was the Memela, the chashivas has to be by the day. Says the Biralaf, says the Mishnah Brewery, quotes the Marshal, Shakara Tagar, Al Shein in his harm was it, Vadra Mesifim Belel Shabbos. He complains about the people that they have a more chashivas to the Friday night than Shabbos day, which Lachar, the standard person, does. Very often, people have Shabbos day, they have challah, and they have maybe another cocoa, possibly Friday night, they have chicken, and they have rice, and two types of cocoa, and these pieces of salad, and soup, and right, most people don't have soup during the day. So if you see the Shari Tshuva says, Ani gadarti ba'atmi, he says about the Yam Shal Shlomo, the Marshal, Shaloi lechol dogim b'leil Shabbos, Shudover choshim b'suim, V'oz afilu yasa b'Shabbos kalma adanim, L'yishu l'su the Shabbos yish b'dogim. He says it's not amount. It doesn't work with amounts. If you have 60 courses at night, and only 3 courses in the day, if it's a more choshim a course during the day, that's b'seder, he says, it's not amount. He says, even if you have kalma adanim at night, but I have a dover which is choshim, fish, which very often fish costs more than chicken, certainly more than chicken, and very often more than meat per pound, kilo. It's a davar choshev, that's a davar choshev, especially in Shabbos, that fish, mamela, nothing's going to be mashmah for that. Therefore, it says in Rishon Kerelis that this manigu, that the minig ha'olam is to have cholent Shabbos day, hamin, and you have meat in tzach, most people don't have meat Friday night. Therefore, this morning, he says, even if you have a lot of other things, nevertheless, you have meat during Shabbos day, and therefore, it's already more choshev. Which would mean, if some people, they don't like meat, they put chicken and schnitzel inside the chon. Yesh lain, you should have something special instead, add liver, lay there, add something else Shabbos morning, that should be choshev more than anything else.